Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mari here. I'm delighted to have Nelly Conroy in studio. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Learning all about radio looking at me this morning.
I know, it's mind-boggling.
Do you think I deserve a pay rise?
Absolutely, you're doing it all on your own. Oh my God.
Yes. You're very welcome in. You're busy yourself as well.
Very busy at the moment, yeah. I'm starting Philo now in the Gaiety on the 22nd of April. Philo opens.
So this is a play you're starring alongside,
Niamh McGrath.
Yes.
It's written by Peter Sheridan. And we started doing it, the first time we did it was in the Sean O'Casey in East Wall in 2021.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in the middle of COVID or towards the end. And we've done it nearly every year since, and now we're going to the Gaiety for a week. So it's great.
Now this is all about somebody who's from really the inner city Dublin, isn't it?
Yeah, from just over the road
just
here
in
North
corner.
Wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you from yourself?
I'm from the same street.
You're not?
And so is Peter.
Yeah. Are you from around there?
I'm from, North
Wall. So you know this place well, do you?
I do, yeah, but it's very unrecognisable now. Like, my mother still lives there, so I'm down here. But just walking around the streets, around the point now, it's just so different.
I know, all the buildings. Yeah, every time I come into work, sure, there's another high rise.
Yeah, I nearly have to Google map it going around, you know.
Yeah, that you grew
try
up
and
in,
find my way
it,
out,
isn't
yeah.
Isn't it mad? So, God, there's been so many success stories, really, hasn't there, from this area then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, Sean O'Casey's from the road as well. Then the Sheridans. Who else?
Stephen Gately from Seville Place.
I went to school with Stephen.
Did you?
We were classmates, in Marino. Yeah.
Merino
College.
I live in Merino. That's where I'm going. Merino, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You went there.
So I know Stephen.
It was a very jazz handy area.
Yeah.
So what's this play about?
This is about a woman from this local area. It's based on the book Big Fat Love by Peter Sheridan, which is set in the convent over in Sheriff Street where this woman worked. And it's about a friendship between her and the nun from the convent.
So they figure out that although they have very different lives, they had a lot in common as well.
Yeah, and it's kind of the first time that there's, they both have had a friendship like this, you know, where it's totally kind of a surprise and you're quite equal in it and they can enjoy each other. For what they are, you know.
You obviously love doing plays because we know you so well, your face from the telly and from the films that you've been in as well. The plays are still something you really enjoy.
Oh, well, I love theatre. I think theatre is where it's at.
Really?
Yeah.
The instant reaction.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so exciting to do theatre. But I love going to watch theatre as well. I go and see as much theatre as I can. I love the art form of theatre.
And we always liked that. Did you always love that kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, my dad's an actor and all, so I grew up and around it, you know. So, no, but I love it and I went back and studied it. And, oh, yeah, I love theatre. And drama is very unique in a way that you can experience things when you're doing drama, when people take part in drama, that you can't really do with any other medium.
Yeah.
You know?
Things can go very wrong when you're doing a play, though.
Please don't say that.
I'm not saying that.
Whenever you're doing a show and you're coming up to it, you always have anxiety dreams.
Right.
You can't get to the stage. You just actually don't know where you are. What is the play you're doing? And so you have these dreams coming up to leading up to your show. So I'm already having a few of them.
Okay, so sorry about that. I keep experiencing this brain fog when I'm on the radio.
Oh God.
It's like, I forget what I'm about to say. And I just play a song.
I can imagine it's very, it's a lot of pressure on you. Like,
I get away with murder, but because I can just play a song. But when you're on stage, you have to keep going.
Oh, look, you just hope for the best. You know, try your best. Try and be in the moment.
You've been doing this an awful long time, though.
Stop.
Haven't you?
About 31 years.
Stop it, really?
Yeah.
What was the first thing? Do you remember your very first
job? My first job was Family with Roddy Doyle.
Was that the first one?
The first job when I was 17.
What a massive job to get your first,
I know, but it just kind of, they were just auditioning people and I went along and got it,
I remember watching that at the time. That was 94, was it?
It came out in 94,
94.
Yeah.
I remember it was such a massive talking point for everybody at the time.
Oh, yeah, I made the head. Sunday nights, was it?
I'll never forget that there was one particular scene. Imagine I still remember this. And the mam had made him his dinner and the chips. He wasn't happy with the chips. And he got the chips and he flung them like that across the table. I think he arrived in late or something.
Do you remember what he said?
I can't remember the line.
Did he say something like chips don't bounce or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Horrific.
Yeah.
And that was a real insight into the things that some families go through and the domestic abuse.
Absolutely.
And,
it was the first time it was kind of shown in this country on the telly, I think. Because it was in the news headlines were all about it the next morning. And there was protests about it. And it's on iPlayer at the moment for the first time ever. Yeah.
Okay,
it was on, it's on about 2 weeks.
Well, there must have been so many women who watched that and thought, right, I have to do something about my life. This isn't right.
Yeah, You can imagine, you know? Yeah.
And Jer was the perfect,
Jer Ryan,
perfect person to play.
Oh yeah, what a part. She was brilliant, yeah, in it, yeah. She's absolutely brilliant.
Super. So that kind of catapulted everything for you?
It did, yeah. It did. Well, it kind of made me kind of think, well, this is something I could do, you know, maybe.
The next one after that.
Still
then.
Thinking that.
We have to mention it. We have to mention it, Nelly, the van.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The fish and the nappy.
I know, yeah.
Here's someone.
Yes, son.
Chocos.
What?
A chocos.
What's that?
A big burger.
Right, and what does it say up there?
Bimbos. Burgers.
Right, what else?
Fresh fish. Today's chips today.
That's right. It doesn't say anything about a choc ice, does it?
No.
No, it doesn't. Sure it doesn't.
Ah, Daddy's only a little young flip.
So tell me this much, right? You were Sharon Curley.
No, I wasn't in the snapper.
No, but was Sharon Curley the name of the character in the van?
No, in the van it's Diane.
Okay. Now this is something we've discussed.
What's her second name in the van? I can't remember.
Okay, because we've discussed this on the show before and we came up with this theory that it was Sharon in the snapper was the same person, obviously it was a different actress, but was the same character in the van, and there was another character somewhere in The Commitments, I think.
The Commitments was Andrea Corr, wasn't she Sharon?
Was she Sharon? Okay, so that was a different... So were you playing... I'm trying to remember, were you playing Colomini's daughter in the van?
Yeah, it's the same. In the books, I think it's the same character.
Okay, but it's different to the snapper. It was a different family, was it?
Well, in the van, she has the child and all.
Yeah. But you weren't Sharon.
No, Diane. They changed the name.
They changed the name.
Yeah, they stand alone.
Thank you so much for clarifying this. Because I knew that was wrong.
I think they're all the same family, like, yeah.
Yeah, but they changed the character name.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe so they're not all connected or, you know,
okay.
I don't know.
Even Nelly's confused.
That's a long time ago.
But do some people think that you were Sharon Curley?
Ah, yeah. And I work with Tina now in Fair City.
Yeah.
She's my sister in Fair City. So we have great times.
I can actually see how they would put the two of you together. There's somewhat of a resemblance.
I think we have a similar hairline. I'm not being funny, but I think we have a similar hairline. With that, you know, with the hair, you'd have it up like that in the 90s.
Yeah. So. The perm or whatever, up high. Yeah.
Well, I never had to have a perm, but...
Yeah. Fair City as well.
Yeah.
Ah, it's great. It's so loved by people.
People love it, yeah, and they hate it. And they have all sorts to say about it. But no, mostly it's people. People own it, you know. It's our soap opera and that's it. And it's great.
Do you like being part of something that's so regular? Because obviously in the acting game, you can kind of, you don't know from week to week probably.
Absolutely, yeah. Being with something so consistent and regular. And it's not forever. Like, you can never, as an actor, you can never turn around and go, oh, I can sit back now, I'm all sorted. Because it can stop whenever. Yeah. You've no say in that. But yeah, it's great having the consistency, being able to, and it's really helpful with life, Fair City. You have your weekends off, the hours are kind of nice.
So you can have a life.
You can have a life, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Because when you were doing, like, so say, for example, I'm going to just use the van as an example. Was that quite intense, like,
well, if
you when you're
doing
filming
a film
something
or
like
something,
that?
It's very intense for a short period of time. And then you might work for months or weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
But with Fair City, I know what I'm doing till August now.
Okay.
You know, which is lovely, you know.
So you can plan a holiday or you can plan
you can
something.
You plan or not get a holiday if you're in it every week.
You're like, please don't give me a good storyline. I just want a break.
I've just had a break now of a few weeks. So.
Yeah. I had a girl on the show, one of our listeners text in when we were talking about, we were actually asking people what was their favourite film. Was it The Van, The Snapper or The Commitments from the Barry Town trilogy? And a girl messaged in and she was saying how her dad's front garden was where the van was stored.
Okay.
And she said there's still oil marks on the ground on the driveway from the van because it was such an wrecked van.
Yeah, it was in bits.
So this play is running then, let me get the dates. Do you know them offhand?
22nd of April to the 26th.
Okay.
So two matinees. It's selling well, so definitely book tickets sooner rather than later. And then we've two nights in the Moat Theatre in Naas on the 10th and 11th, I think. It's a Thursday and Friday.
Well, thanks so much for coming in,
Nelly. Thank you so much.
It's lovely to see you in person.
Lovely to meet you.
Thanks a lot. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.